This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right shoe portion. This being Monday night, we'll go over to the pre-net check-ins, and then we'll go on over to the RF and the Echo Link. On the pre-net check-ins tonight, we have W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And NY4G, that's Mr. Ariel down in Simpsonville. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert in River Falls. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over in Greer. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up at Table Rock. And WV6Z, Mr. Tom in Marietta. And N4NLR, that's Mr. Jim, he's over in Greenville. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. And her husband Don, KG4PFI, they're down there in Piedmont. And K4AFI. That's Mr. Michael in Central. And that's all the pre-net check-ins that I have. Appreciate each and every one of those that have checked in with us tonight. Got you all in the log. Hope y'all all had a Merry, Merry Christmas. I don't have any Echo Link stations up, so we'll move over to the RF section. Starting off with Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS.
Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry in Keller, North Carolina. We'll be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4EZN. Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Harry. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. And hopefully there'll be some more coming in here with you. But thanks for being with us tonight. Any others, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
NDOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar up here on his rainy mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And Merry Christmas to everyone. I'll be negative and negative and say 73.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy had a very Merry Christmas. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net. Everybody have a great evening and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. No traffic, no comment. Thanks, Jerry.
KI4DOS. This is Kilo, Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo. KQ4NAP, Danny Dynanon. I'll be standing by. We'll be monitoring the entire process. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and hope everybody's safe and fine.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And then we've got W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all had a merry, merry Christmas. And KQ4NHB, Mr. Danny, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you. Hope you are doing well, and I hope you had a merry, merry Christmas. I got a couple Echo Link stations up. Let me go to Echo Link. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is AA4GH, Gus in Southwest Florida, wishing Merry Christmas to all.
KI4DOS, hello, Gary. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no round table. Do tell Miss Joy we said hello. And Merry Christmas to you and Miss Joy. And Gary, just so you know, me and her had a good Christmas down here in Greenwood. The three Christmas gifts that we got were actually from our church, which were homemade pot holders, a new hooded sweater cardigan, and Gary, I received a hooded high-vis weatherproof rain jacket with a hood.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to AA4GH, Mr. Gus, down there in Southwest Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gus. Hope you are doing well. And hope y'all don't get all those storms that they say are headed our way. We've got over a half inch of rain so far today, so hopefully y'all won't float away down there in Florida. But Merry Christmas to you and yours, and hope y'all had a wonderful day. And then we got KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And sound like y'all had a wonderful Christmas there, Stephen, with the hooded sweater and the raincoat, high-vis raincoat. I tell you, that's really nice. Along with the other, I think you said you had got some pot holders. Those are really nice, too. They always come in handy. But Merry Christmas to you and yours, and tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and y'all have a great day and a great day tomorrow. Going back to the alphabet in the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
AOS. Hearing, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Recheck for one more comment, Gary.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Got you, Stephen. Be right back to you. Net would like to say good evening to KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you are doing well. Hope y'all had a merry, merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your whole family. KA4PQA, Stephen, go ahead.
Affirmative, Gary. One more thing I wanted to mention about the jacket. Not only is it a hooded waterproof rain jacket, high vis, it is also Gary a reflective high vis as well.
Well, Stephen, that is fantastic. I'm sure you will enjoy that immensely. And I like those high vis that are reflective and all that. So you, not only can you be seen in the daylight, you can be seen at night as well. But thanks for telling me, Stephen. Hope y'all enjoy them. And again, Merry Christmas. This is KF4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll move up to the next group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike. Pisky, Riggs, and our daughter, Kill Mike 4, Mike Oscar Speck, Shell, Rolling Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
4DOS. Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee David. And my wife, Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray, down here at Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. And good evening to everybody on the net. And Merry Christmas.
Yes. Good King, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4NNH, name here is Fred, Mobile Imposer tonight. Please also check in by relay, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4MRA, also Fred. He's over in StarTech tonight. Merry Christmas from both of us tonight. Gary, hope you enjoy having a very Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all on the net tonight. I'll be hitting again tonight, Gary. 73.
4DOS. Before NTQ, it is Simpsonville. And I'll be hanging around while you call and roll. And I've enjoyed my Christmas eating chicken. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, eating with relatives. Good night.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick. KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello and Merry Christmas to all of y'all. Hope all of y'all had a wonderful, wonderful day. Merry Christmas again. Also like to say good evening to KF4NXY, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, AF4SX. That's Miss Marie. They're down there in Possum Kingdom, down there around Honeypath. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello and Merry Christmas to you folks. And KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred. And he brings along his dad, KI4MRA, also named Fred. Fred, the son, is mobile in Pelzer, and Fred, the dad, is at home in StarTech. So, Fred, we got you and your dad checked in. Appreciate y'all being with us. Tell your dad we said Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, and I hope all y'all were having a wonderful day. And then we've got W4NTQ. That's Mr. Eddie. He's down there in Simpsonville. Eddie, sound like you had a couple of wonderful days, being Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. All the good food and all the presents and all the good fellowship. Merry Christmas to you and your family. You continue on and hang in there with us. And, again, Merry Christmas. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
This is Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. I think I'm out of turn. Over.
I would like to say good evening to AF4LV, Mr. Mark. Mark's down there around Honeypath, our Belton area. Appreciate y'all. You being with us, Mark, don't matter if you're out of turn or not, we got you in the log. Thanks for being with us, and a Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hope all of y'all had a wonderful, wonderful Merry Christmas Day. But we got you in the log here, Mark, okay?
Larry, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, but net technical difficulties here. I've been trying to check into the net, but somehow I'm getting in tonight. So I'm very thankful for that. Have a blessed New Year, and thanks again, Gary. KA4DOS, AF4F.
All righty, Mark. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on Christmas Day. And I hope y'all had a Merry, Merry Christmas. And I hope you get those technical difficulties straightened out. And I'm going to shoot you a text or email sometime tomorrow. So be looking for that. In the meantime, you take care. Have a wonderful evening. Let's move up now to the Quebec Through Tango Group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, Merry Christmas. Do you enjoy? Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer, where we had 1.1 inches of rain tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
DOS. This is KC4SKD, Larry, and also KG4AHS, Rhonda, and we're both in Easley, no traffic, no wreck to you, and I also want to check in my brother Randall, N9TEC in Asheville, North Carolina, checking him in by telephone relay. Good evening to you and everybody on the frequency, and hope everybody had a Merry Christmas.
Poor DOS. Oh, Gary, good to hear you on this fine Christmas Eve night. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Marima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. I'll be there and there. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Good evening.
KOS. Hey. Merry Christmas night to you and Miss Joy. Please give Miss Joy our Anita and my regards as well. And I'll be negative tonight. I'm here in Piedmont. And 73 to all on the net. And have a good evening.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello and Merry Christmas to you folks. Hope y'all had a Merry Christmas. And then we got KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. And Merry Christmas to you folks and your family. And Larry brings along his brother Randall in 9TEC up in Asheville. Appreciate Randall checking in via telephone relay. Tell Randall if you talk to him again, Larry, we said Merry Christmas. And then we've got my other brother by a different mother, KO4QLG, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And AA1RD, Mr. Bob, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bob. Tell Miss Anita we said hello and Merry Christmas to you folks. Hope y'all are doing well. And I hope you have a Merry, Merry Christmas the rest of the day and the rest of the year. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. All righty, we'll move on up to the Uniform True Zulu Group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Here, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
AI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Merry Christmas to you folks. I hope y'all had a Merry, Merry Christmas. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Move around to the patient group on a Monday night, which is the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KDOS. Miss Joy and everybody on the net, Merry Christmas. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
I-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Dave, sound like you got that group to yourself tonight. KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss. I don't know your wife's name, but hope you and your family had a Merry, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas today, and y'all have a great day tomorrow. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. We'll open it up to that big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Ken Whiskey Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango. I was hooking up a power supply. I couldn't get it running. My name is Alton, Alpha Lima Tango, Oscar November. I'm in Pendleton. I'm going to be listening, but I won't be, I've got nothing to say or anything. So you folks have a good evening. Enjoy the holiday.
4DOS. And all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, and Gary, I have no comment, no traffic tonight. I hope you and Miss Joy had a Merry Christmas, and a Merry Christmas to all on the net.
DOS. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Jean and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Tro, after you rest from that big group. Gary, and hope you and Miss Joy have a Merry Christmas over there and a Happy New Year's. I tell you what, just like the mail, the net must go on, huh? But anyway, appreciate you calling the net tonight there, Gary, and supporting our great hobby. Hope everybody had a good Christmas this week or weekend, whichever they take it on. Checking in November 4, Delta Mike Echo, that's in 4DME. I'm Paul. I'm over here on the west banks of Lake Hartwell in Tocoa. Also, go ahead and check in my big group. Alpha Alpha 4, Quebec Sierra, that's AA4QS, that's Donald. And then the other three are November 4, India Foxtrot Romeo, that's November 4, India Foxtrot Romeo. That's Kelly's new call sign that she just got. So, says she's a general class operator. So, check in Kelly. And Whiskey X-Ray 4, Golf Alpha, WX4GA. That's McKenzie. And Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot X-Ray Romeo. Foxtrot X-Ray Kilo. KO4 LFXK, that's Jamie. We're all in Tocoa. Appreciate it for calling the net.
Give me that last one's calling name again. I got KO4 FXK and I missed her name.
His name is Jamie. Juliet Alpha Mike India Echo, Jamie.
That one up all the way around, didn't it? It's KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WA4HNT, Mr. Alton, down there in Pendleton. Alton, appreciate you being with us. Merry Christmas to you, sir. Hope you get that power supply fixed, if that's what you said you were working on. But Merry Christmas to you and your family. And KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Patrick, tell Miss Elise we said hello and Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hope all y'all had a wonderful day. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Merry Christmas to you. Hope and your family. Hope y'all had a wonderful day. And N4DME, that's Mr. Paul. And his dad, AA4QS, that's Mr. Donald. And then we got N4IFR, Miss Kelly, with new general class license. Congratulations to her. And WX4GA, that's Mackenzie. And KO4FXK, that's Jamie. And they're all down there in Tocoa. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight there, Paul. Tell Donald, Kelly, Mackenzie, and Jamie we said hello and Merry, Merry Christmas to all of you folks. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Thank you for calling the net tonight. It's a pleasure to be here. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. We're just past the half-hour mark. And I hope everybody has a good evening. Hope everyone had a Merry Christmas, too. KK4JBQ.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and Merry Christmas to you folks. Hope y'all had a Merry, Merry Christmas and a wonderful day. Any other? Also, I got you down for some comments there, Larry. I'll be back to you in just a minute. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Before Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4EDW, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you had a wonderful day. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And again, hope y'all had a Merry, Merry Christmas. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Sounds like we got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chute portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I only have one rag chewer down tonight, so we'll grab him first, and then we'll see if we can find anybody else. First up on a wet, slippery, nasty stump tonight is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, over there in Greer. Larry, it's not too terribly greasy, but it's your turn on the stump there, young man. What have you got for us?
DOS in the net. Well, I'll step up on a slippery stump, you know. And as I said before, I'm proud to be here. Another Christmas marked, and I always enjoy this day. I enjoy it not for my own happiness so much as I see it all around me. And if you take note, and if you're of a mind, you will enjoy other people's happiness as much as your own in many ways. Donna's very happy with her new iPad, and I got a new multimeter, and I'm trying to figure out how to put the batteries in it. There's not a hatch, you know. I think it involves removing 4 or 5 screws. Well, anyhow. And another gift that was totally kind of unexpected, off the wall, if you will. We have some new neighbors next door. Been there maybe 3 or 4 months. And, you know, just out of the blue, I find an orchid on the front door. Sitting on the stoop at the front door. And I did not know where that may have come from. So I came in, and it was from our neighbor. Sometimes a Christmas surprise is precious and irreplaceable, you know. Now I'll say the part that I was wondering whether I should mention. An orchid is very difficult to take care of. It sent Donna to the internet to figure out how it is one is to water it. It's a persnickety plant, as flowers go. But she'll do her best to keep it alive. It's on her office desk, and it's a beautiful thing just at the moment. Anyhow, I know that you have said before that you enjoy do not exchange gifts. Made that agreement some time ago. But I was just wondering, perhaps the little house dog got a gift. I'm curious that way. KK4JVQ.
Say, first off, let me say I'm glad that Miss Donna is enjoying her new iPad. And you will get that multimeter figured out, how to get the batteries in it, and it'll make you happy. And as far as the orchid goes, man, I don't know anything about those whatsoever, other than they are a beautiful, beautiful flower. That's a beautiful plant, you know, the green texture and, you know, the colors in it is just absolutely beautiful. But it is always nice to have a surprise like that come in. Let's see, as far as Joy and I go, no, we don't exchange gifts anymore. I got my Christmas present really early this year. As a matter of fact, it was March the 28th. And I got to celebrate another Christmas. You can't get much better than that, I don't think. I was allowed another Christmas, and I'm still here. That was my Christmas present. But as far as me and Joy go, no, we decided several years ago that if we decided, you know, we wanted something or needed something or just wanted it, we discuss it with each other, and then we go get it. And then that way we don't have to wait on it. And so seems to work for us. It may not work for everybody, but that's the way we do it around here. We did not get the little inside dog anything, and we didn't get the big dogs on the outside anything, other than their normal things. And that's really not true because, they get the scraps off of our big meals. Joey cooked a turkey and our turkey breast, actually, and made dressing, made it. It was wonderful. Joy's a good cook, and then we had giblet gravy and mashed potatoes and green beans, and it was just a marvelous meal. We don't normally eat that big on Christmas. The boys did not come over, but did get a phone call from them, so we had a wonderful day. Just enjoying each other's company and the quiet and peacefulness of the house, and the little bit of rain that we've had outside, and that's been about our day.
Right.
Well, don't say break on 2 meters. We say contact, because break, if there's a break in there and it's an emergency, that's what you say. But other station, go ahead.
The other station is Whiskey Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. I thought it was interesting what you were saying about exchanging gifts. My bride and I have never exchanged gifts. But I do go out throughout the year and I'll buy what I want for her. I'm talking about like jewelry and such, you know, when you go out and you buy a gift for some. But she and I have never put any effort into exchanging gifts. And frankly, that makes things ever so much more easily handled. I just enjoy the way we do it. When we get through, she and I have had a quiet December day. We've just done nothing, and we just enjoyed a quiet day. And we don't, you know, jumble it up, so we don't mess it up with a bunch of running around and all that such. I would really like to keep it that way.
But let me apologize for calling you the other station, but I did not catch your voice, and all I heard was break, and normally when I hear the word break on 2 meters, you know, I think it's an emergency. I was taught and brought up by my father-in-law, who was a ham for many, 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 many years. He said, you only say that if there's an emergency. He always told me to say contact or something of that nature. But I apologize for that, but that's the way I was brought up. In the ham radio community. It seems to work really, really well for me and my wife, as well as you and yours. I don't buy my wife presents very often during the year. You know, if it's her birthday or maybe our anniversary, which is day after tomorrow. Day after tomorrow, Wednesday night when I call the net, it will be my anniversary. And I might buy her something for her anniversary or birthday or something of that nature. But normally we just get together, and if there's something that we want, we discuss it. And especially if it's a large purchase, we'll call it that. We'll put it that way. You know, if it's over a certain dollar amount, we discuss it that way. No, neither one of us gets angry when it's bought. And so that's the way we work it, and it seems to work really well. And I'm glad it works with you and your wife as well.
I didn't hear, you know, be a bother to you guys, but because I was enjoying listening. But it works well for us. We don't put a big... we don't care. I mean, she can go get what she needs to get. She gets what I suggest that she gets. And periodically, because I'm prone to buying her sapphires and diamonds, rings or ear things, earrings or, you know, that type girl stuff. And so, I'll do that during the year, and I'll do it without notice. And I'll do it when I see it and know that's what I want. Because sometimes, you know, you just can't find stuff in jewelry stores. I don't know about K's and all those people, or that one starts with a J. But as far as jewelry stores, the old line jewelry stores have just about gone out of business.
Definitely, you are absolutely correct. Larry, I'll be back to you in just a moment there. That's unfortunate. But there's a lot of places, a lot of stores, used to be mom and pop type stores, have gone out of business. Those are the ones I like to try to patronize. I was looking for a particular pair of shoes, and there's a men's store over in downtown Easley, and it's been there for a long, 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 long time, and it's a family owned business. And I went in there and asked the guy if they had what I was looking for, and he said, yes, we do. And that was the only place that I could find those particular pair of shoes. And I told him, I said, well, I will be back. You know, knowing that you carry some of the brands that I was, you know, was familiar with growing up, and they're still in being manufactured. And you find something you like, you try to stick with it, and until something a little better comes along. If nothing better comes along, if you can't find what you're accustomed to, then you're just out of luck.
I'm going to stand on the backside because you've got your other station in there. And forgive me, I'm not real good on call signs unless I got an ink pen in my hand.
Well, not a problem with that. I used to not be, but I've been calling this net for, 18, 19 years now. And when somebody speaks, normally I start writing their call down. And appreciate you coming in there with a comment or two, and glad that works for you and your wife as well as me and my wife. So y'all take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Okay, KO4, Larry, I can't even think of your call. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over in Greer. Didn't mean to interrupt our conversation, but Alton had a comment he would like to make, and he made it, and I'm glad he came in, and maybe he'll do that again sometime in the near future. What else did you and Miss Donna do? She fix you something nice for supper?
4DOS, KK4JBQ. Well, you asked just the right question, because you brought to mind when talking about the supper that you've enjoyed today that I enjoyed a very nice one, too. Donna and I worked together to accomplish it, and that's always a good thing. I grew up with a mom who didn't think boys should be taught how to cook. We went round and round about that her whole lifetime. Even when I was married, she thought, well, now you really don't have a reason to learn how to cook. I married late, and I didn't have a premonition or anything that was going to be how it was, but there was a good while there that I had to feed myself, you know. And it would have been handy to know how to do more than make biscuits. Although Mama's biscuits could not be beat. Well, aside, I was happy to hear the contact come in there, and sometimes when it's just bubbling up, you've got to respond. Sometimes you just got to open your mouth. Now, I really know what that is like. Anybody that listens to me, and I'm here a lot of nights, and I hope I don't wear out my welcome, as they say. I usually have something to say, and I can, like off the cuff, come up with just anything that'll occupy hours. It's not a skill, and sometimes it's not exactly a blessing. KK4JBQ.
Larry, I may have told you in the past, I can't remember if I told you this or not, but I've told several people. My mom was just the opposite of yours. She wanted me to learn everything that she did in the house. I learned to make beds. I learned to wash and iron my clothes. Yes, I ran an iron with an ironing board. Don't do that often anymore, but I still know how to do it. She taught us to cook, taught me to cook, and all kinds of different things. And I asked her, I said, Mom, why do I need to know how to do all this stuff? She said, well, if you don't get married, she said, you've got to eat, and I'm not going to feed you forever. And I said, okay. So that kind of put it on me real quick. When I went to boot camp when I was in the Navy, the very first night, of course, you get in there, and you got all these folks in there with you. You get up the next morning, and you have to make your bed a certain way. They want a quarter to bounce off of it. And I was the only one in the whole barracks there that had hospital corners, and everything was nice and tight and neat. And, of course, they made a mess of most of all the other beds. And they got to mine, they said, who taught you how to do this? And I proceeded to tell them that my mother had made sure that I knew how to do it. And they said, they started calling me a mama's boy to start with. And I said, wait a minute now. I said, you can call me a whole lot of things, but mama's boy ain't one of them. I said, you wanted the beds made a certain way, and mine is. What's your problem? And they left me alone after that.
When you've got the high ground, hold it. Absolutely. And, let me sidestep just a little bit. You mentioned ironing. Now, while I was way too small for my mom to teach me young, she did let me help her sometimes. She was a strict supervisor, whether it was starching, and this is something you didn't mention about blue jeans, but my dad loved starch to blue jeans. I mean, my gosh, they would stand up. Yeah, that's a lot of starch. So, Mama would prepare the starch, you know, and in some hot water in a bucket, and I'd be doing the dipping, you know. And it was those kind of things. I love my mama, and I saw that she was a working mother, spent a lot of time at the cotton mill. And when she came home, she had the whole house, and, you know, and three males to take care of. And I just saw that there were places where I could help. And she resisted it strongly, you know. I told her once, let me help you with those dishes. Well, she finally broke down and let me help and let me dry the dishes for her. I just wanted to be around so I could pick up things, you know. You can pick up a lot if you keep your eyes open. And so I learned how to set a table. That took a little bit off of her. I think if you... it taught me this. It taught me to have the heart of a servant. That's an important thing in life. And that's what I'll say about that. KK4JBQ.
Harriet, it sounds to me like both our mothers were very wise women. I think you said that yours worked in the cotton mill. Well, mine didn't work in the cotton mill, but she did work in retail sales. So I don't know which is worse sometimes, putting up with what goes on in the mill or what goes on the sales floor, that all the people that come in and you have to deal with. But they did it, and they raised us both, and I think we turned out pretty good, whether anybody else does or not.
Very fair thing to say. And thank you for the compliment. I worked in retail for many years, and I can tell you that it's a rough thing. I worked, you may get some inkling where, I won't mention the name of the store, but it'll probably transfer. Satisfaction was guaranteed. And so some people took that to the last straw. I had a fella come into the counter one day. I worked in the part of the store where electronics were featured. And one of the things we were carrying, they're not for sale anymore. many things have gone by the way. But telephone answering machines, standalone answering machines, I don't think they make them that way anymore. But we had them. We had three models of them. And one day, when nobody was looking, I suppose, all three of them disappeared. And lo and behold, a few months later, one of them appeared again. A fella came in and said that my satisfaction is guaranteed here, right? Well, yes, sir. And so he reached down in his bag and he picked up a telephone answering machine that had no wear, but the power cord was cut off of it. That's exactly how we found the ones that were pilfered from our store. And I would not, I just could not, get him money out of the till for, and it would be, you know, the full retail. He didn't have a receipt. You know, I mean, all the things that would make one suspicious were there. And so I refused. And he says, I want to talk to your manager. I want to talk to him right now. And so I did, and he got his refund, even though he got my testimony also. He knew the details. But that was such a strong policy that a thief got away with cash. And now you also know why I didn't mention the store. KK4JBQ.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over in Greer. Well, I don't blame you for not naming names, so to speak. But yeah, I can probably figure out who that was. But I'm with you. Well, that's happened in other places as well. My mother told tales of people coming in and buying these real expensive outfits, and they. Especially that, you know, they'd buy them like on Friday and bring them back on Monday, and they'd be all soiled, and you know, you could tell they'd been worn, but they'd bring them back saying they you know, decided they didn't need it or didn't want it or whatnot, or their boyfriend or husband didn't like it or whatnot, and so they'd give them a full refund, but you know. They'd go and buy it to go to a party or something, and then bring it back you know, the next week. And get their money back. So I don't know. I wouldn't try something like that myself. But you know. Oh well.
Contact. It gets funnier. The one thing that I cannot stand, on this earth that I just don't feel comfortable with or tolerate. I don't like a thief. And there's all kinds of stealing. But when you take a garment, you wear it for the weekend, you return it on Monday, Tuesday morning, try to get a full refund on it, that's stealing. There's just, in my world, no way to look at it any other. And you're talking about working in the textile mills? My mother and Daddy worked in the textile mills when I guess I was a baby. Daddy had the good sense to get out. Mother stayed there the rest of her while the mill was open, and she wove velvet on 10 looms that are now in Central America, weaving whatever, who knows. But yeah, I've got that velvet too. I'm going to use it in my casket. But I cannot tolerate a thief.
I've told them several people. If I've got something that you won't ask me, if I don't need it or if I'm not using it, you know, I may give it to you. But don't come take it away from me because I worked hard for everything I've got. You know, you try to take something that belongs to me, that's going to make me mad, and I don't want to get mad. So I kind of agree with you on a lot of levels. But like I said, yeah. If I've got something that somebody wants really, really bad, if they'll come and ask me, and I'm not using it, if I'm using it, of course, I'm not going to give it away. But if I'm not using it and it's laying there taking up space and collecting dust, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'll just give it to you. You know, just because you want it, and I don't use it. And so there you go. But that's pretty interesting. Thanks for the comment again.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey.
Go ahead, Ed.
Your comment's extremely interesting. Several months ago, I looked out my window, and I have a sign, like a deer crossing sign, except that it has a giraffe on it because my wife collects giraffe. And it's down the driveway, a couple hundred feet. And somebody was grabbing that post and bouncing it back and forth, trying to pull it out of the ground. I couldn't believe it. I didn't have my camera handy. I called the sheriff, but they couldn't get there in time. He was trying to pull it out of the ground. It had concrete, so he couldn't get it up. But it was amazing that he was trying to steal my giraffe sign.
Over.
They say if it ain't nailed down, somebody will try to take it. But there's a lot of things that are nailed down, and they'll still try to take them. I don't know. I saw on I don't know if it was a computer or the TV, that some folks stole an ATM machine, you know, from a bank. It was tied down, and they tied a chain around it or something, like to jerk the rear end of the truck off, but I thought that was kind of funny. But anyway, so I'm glad I hope they did not get your sign, and I'd like to see that giraffe crossing sign. That's pretty neat.